It's time for the Coffee Hour with Andy.
And Sarah.
It is Tuesday morning, February 6th. A nice, brisk morning here in St. Louis again.
It was very brisk this morning.
I gather you drove a vehicle, not your bicycle.
I did not.
You biked?
I biked this morning.
Good.
It was above 15.
Wow.
It was 18 degrees.
I'm impressed.
And I was a little warm.
You don't even have, like, icicles on your
eyebrows. No, I do have my hat line, though.
Well, congratulations. you made it in alive. I was trying to brave the cold. And
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
I still made it to the gym. But I'm awake, ready to go, and I'm excited about this first guest.
I can tell. It's a theater thing.
It's
you saw my jazz hands there.
Jazz hands. It's a good thing we're not on Facebook Live today. Or maybe it would be better if everybody could see your jazz hands this morning. We are so grateful for our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Thanks, folks, at CUW for supporting us here and helping us, do what we do. Share the stories of this intersection of life and faith. And we're going to head to Concordia University, Nebraska now. Senior at Concordia University, Nebraska, Michael Duffy. He's involved in improv, and they have an upcoming improv-a-thon at Concordia University, Nebraska, and can't wait to hear about how improv is helping him and other students as they prepare for future careers. Michael, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Glad to have some time with you this morning, learning about improv at Concordia, Nebraska. How did you get involved in improv? What was that first step that got you hooked in improv theater at Concordia University, Nebraska?
Well, I was a senior in high school, and I had a friend who was already attending here, and I just came to visit them, and they were involved in the improv troupe, and they invited me to come to a show one weekend, and I got to see a show, and it was really awesome. I was like, really looked up to those people, and I thought it was something I'd like to try. So when I came to school here, I gave it a shot, and it just kind of stuck ever since.
What was it that was so awesome that had you awestruck or so impressed that you wanted to be a part of it too?
Well, I mean, they were very funny, first of all. So really fun show to see, and there just seemed like really, really great people, and I was good friends with one of them already, and she was talking them up all the time, and she was actually a panel member of the troupe, which is a student-led group, so there's four students that lead the groups, and she was one of the leaders, so she also encouraged me to continue to come and things like that, but as I did give it a try and start to actually act with some of the people and meet them. They're just really, it's a really good group of people, and I made some really strong friendships, and it's just really, it's a really good place, a very welcoming place, and just a good place to grow together in faith and support each other as brothers and sisters while still just having fun doing improv. So
in addition to improv, what else did you come to Concordia for? What are you studying at Concordia? What are your future plans?
I'm in an English major, but I'm also in a pre-seminary program. So my plan, I've actually recently been accepted to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. So I'll be heading up there next year. So that was one of the big draws for sure, coming to Concordia, the pre-seminary program here. And it's a really good program and has an excellent... It's an excellent way to prepare for the seminary. And then also I'm on the wrestling team, and that was another aspect that was driving me to the university.
What was the learning curve like going from watching a show to actually acting? Because that makes me really nervous just sitting here thinking about how to get through maybe nerves or just really not knowing what you're doing. So what was that learning curve like for you?
It was kind of a struggle at first, for sure. You're very, especially back then, there was a lot of people there, and there was a lot of really good people, and it was intimidating to suddenly get into a practice and have to act with those people. But first of all, just they're very, one of our rules in the troupe is that we all mess up and that's okay, which is very silly or cliche or whatever. But it's just like that we're encouraged to just give things a try. No one's going to make fun of you or whatever if you have a bad scene. And then there were lots of new people as well. And you just, I mean, I think the best way to learn improv is to do it. So get into a lot of scenes when you're first starting out. And I had a natural knack for it, I guess. But I was definitely helped along by being in scenes with other experienced people, which really, really helps you along. And you can have a good scene even if you don't know what you're doing, if you're opposite someone that can really drive a scene. So that helps a lot, just emulating those better people.
So improv is a skill that somebody would actually need to learn how to do. So what are some of the exercises or things that you do to actually learn improv, and what actually makes up improv?
Well, the way this troupe works, at the beginning of the year, we go back to the basics of improv. Generally, the panel is the ones who guide the troupe, and we do various exercises to just instill there's lots of facets of improv, but we like to work on characters is a big thing, and just developing different characters for scenes, and that plays into like having a backstory for your character and having a relationship with your scene partner and things like that, just that make a scene more interesting. And then conflict is another big one. You know, sometimes you have a boring scene if you don't have conflict. So we do some different exercises to develop that. But I guess to answer your question, at the start we just do some really simple games. We call them like layup lines, and it's just a two-line scene. You go out there and someone says a problem like, "Oh, my cat's lost," and then someone else says, "Oh, let me help you find it." And it's really simple, but it just starts to get the wheels turning, and you just build up from there. And there's lots of different games. I could go on for too long about all the different games that have that are useful. So, but that's just a brief example.
Aside from the entertainment aspect of improv theater, being in the audience and watching and having a good laugh, how has this practice of improv helped you as a student, and how might it help you in the future as a professional? You're looking at going to seminary, pursuing that vocation in the Office of Holy Ministry. How might this help you down the road? How is it helping you now?
Well, I'm very big advocate of improv as a good skill that people can use. It develops your conversation skills, makes you a better conversationalist, and it develops just being able to think on your feet and deal with unexpected situations, because some improv scenes can get a little goofy and your scene partner does something you don't expect. And while it's a controlled, safe environment, I think it translates well into the real world, just like dealing with problems unexpectedly. I mean, I'll be preaching one day or leading Bible studies and things like that, and being able to just be comfortable speaking in front of people and even extrapolating a little, maybe that aside from the written plan, is just a good skill to have, and being able to not get fumbling over your words or things like that when you're in front of people. So it's just a good skill that I think that can translate into many different careers.
What are some of the majors of some of your fellow troop members? What are their plans for the future?
Oh, that ranges all over. I think there's a lot of teachers. Just this last year, we had a number of graduates that were BCE students, so they're all out on their internships right now, actually. There's science majors, and they're really, really all over the board. There's not just theater people, I guess, in the troupe. We accept anyone, and anyone comes. So.
So before we went on air, you mentioned that you were in an improv outreach class, and that is very fascinating. what is improv outreach?
Well, there's theater outreach, and it's trying to get into the community and help people in the community with various things. But improv outreach specifically, there's a lot of troops out there that deal with this sort of thing, and they like to they use improv to maybe deal with issues that are some difficult issues. Like you could go into a school and talk about, I don't know, like some hard issues, drugs or alcohol, even things like that. But by using improv, and it's kind of a weird thing. You start off with like just some simpler scenes, and you do some exercises with the people, and then you do different things to maybe encourage the conversation or the scene to go in a different way. We were just actually talking. Our instructor was telling us a story. There's an exercise where one person in the scene has a secret, and the other has another secret, and they do a scene while they each have the secret, but they don't tell the other one right away. And they had a whole group of people, and there was four parents and six students, and all the students had decided that their secret was that the student was pregnant, and all the parents decided that there was infidelity happening or something, and they were like all really surprised at that because they decide individually, and then it was able to encourage conversation about that and process some things with those people and just deal with those issues in a more open and safe way. So that's some of the things that they do.
And I understand you have some upcoming events in March and April. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on in March and April with improv.
Well, there's just a few shows. That'll be past our improv fun, which is at the end of this week. But we have shows here on campus where just a couple, two shows with different casts on Friday nights, and lots of people come out and just enjoy the show. And then we also do shows at a local community theater here that has us come in, and we do a show on Tuesday nights, actually. So, those are coming up.
Michael Duffy, senior at Concordia University, Nebraska, and the Improv-a-thon coming up at Concordia University, Nebraska. Michael, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Certainly.
Coming up in just a little bit, Sarah, we have what? We have
Lutheran
Witness article.
Yeah.
Talking about transition, is that right?
That is right.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO.